Jacksonville's Week 3 opponent is undefeated Seattle, which is not good news for the 0-2 Jaguars. But then again, most of the team's news has been bad lately. On Sunday, during the Jaguars' somewhat less than epic tilt against mighty Oakland, Orlando's CBS affiliate WKMG ran a crawler message apologizing for airing the game. And the Jaguars are not the only Florida NFL team to be giving fans fits these days. Joining me to discuss Florida's football fretfulness is George Diaz of the Orlando Sentinel. George, what did the WKMG crawler message say?
Basically, it's like, hey, we're really sorry we have to air this really bad football game, but under contract with the NFL, Orlando's considered a secondary market. And guess what? You're stuck with the Jaguars, and you don't get to see the Manning Bowl.
So a secondary market that must make everybody in Orlando feel just great.
More good times to come, everybody. That's the next crawler.
On Monday, a group of fans rallied in the parking lot of Jacksonville's home stadium urging the Jaguars to sign Tim Tebow. What are the chances that that happens?
Well, the rally cry was was about 15 people. You know, they barely got a baker's dozen in there. So I don't think that's gathering a lot of momentum for this to happen. But here's the bottom line. As long as the team is that pathetic, it keeps the dream alive, if you will.
Well, I hear that there is some hope for the Jaguars. Retired Orlando Magic forward Tracy McGrady wants to play quarterback for the team. Now, Tracy McGrady is a basketball player, so this may not be the easiest transition, right?
I would think not. I'm just waiting. You know, is Pete Rose available? I don't know what's next. You know, Pete's he'll roll the dice, if you will, right? And this is unfortunately the state of the Jaguars. They become a punchline. They become a joke. You know, anybody can just step up and say, hey, I want to start at quarterback this week, please.
I'll work cheap.
Exactly.
Not to be overshadowed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are also winless, and they have provided some comic relief in the early going. What have the Bucs been up to?
It's been kind of a dark comedy. The Bucs have basically blown two football games at the very end in the closing seconds, one on a late hit that set up a field goal for the Jets to win. And then last week in their home opener against New Orleans, they had the game basically wrapped up. They got conservative on third down, ran the ball, missed a field goal. And guess what? They gave Drew Brees a little over a minute to go win the game. And that's exactly what he did. And this was a team that, although was not a Super Bowl contender, certainly was expected to be highly competitive. And it's just gone south in a hurry.
I wonder if watching all these goings on roughly in the neighborhood makes Orlando fans feel like they'd really like having an NFL team right there in Orlando.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this could be happening to us, everybody. we've made a few runs. There's been some a little bit of flirtation thing at one point with Tampa Bay that didn't pan out. Not going to happen. There's three franchises in Florida. There's not room for four.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that there are three NFL franchises in Florida because all hope is not lost thanks to the one we haven't mentioned yet, right?
That's right. Those Miami Dolphins, cue that really bad fight song that I can't get out of my memory. I grew up in Miami, and I'm still in therapy over that Miami Dolphins number one song. But, hey, that's where they're at now. They're 2-0, heading into their home opener against Atlanta. And all is good. They beat Andrew Luck and the Colts last week. Impressive victory. Is it time for the 72 undefeated team to be worried about that 17-0 record? We'll see.
George Diaz is a columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, and he's having some fun with the NFL season, obviously. George, thank you for speaking with me.
All right. Great talking to you.
Because we're the Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins number one. Yes, we're the Miami.